Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to talk about Justin Fields here for just a minute, because while it's easy to sort of look at this team and say Justin Fields sucks, and he does kind of suck, he's had some decent games this year. It's not like every single game has been a total bleep show for him. He was pretty good in that Bengals game. He went 21 for 32, 244 yards with a touchdown, and a rush for 31 yards. Not a lot, but you know, that's a good passing game right there. It's a 9,900 passer rating. Against the Cowboys, they lost that game. He was 32 for 46, 283 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. A loss against the Dolphins, 20 of 27, 226 yards, touchdown, no interceptions. He's only thrown one interception. It was last week against Cleveland, which is kind of wild to think about. And he does get sacked a good amount, and he loses a lot of yards on those sacks. But he's not getting sacked as much as Drake May. Now, those are some examples of decent games that he's had. When he's bad,
it's not good.
I mean, it's like peewee football numbers. Like against the Carolina Panthers, he was 6 of 12 passing for 46 yards. Against Denver, 9 of 17, 45 yards. Against Buffalo, 3 of 11, 27 yards. Like, those aren't like NFL. That's a you don't belong in the league type of numbers. But they're interspersed with these games where he looks competent. Which Justin Fields do you think we'll see?
Well, I think when you look at this, the two times he's played a great defense, Denver and Cleveland, he had those bad games.
Yeah.
And I think so that way, like, I look at tonight, Patriots aren't as good as Denver on defense, or not as good as Cleveland. But they're good on defense, and I think they're better than, well, Pittsburgh's okay.
Pittsburgh's a good defense.
And Buffalo is inconsistent defensively, but Patriots are in that neighborhood. They're better than Miami. They're better than Dallas, better than Carolina, better than Cincinnati. So I think you'll see maybe not as bad as he was against Cleveland, but I think a game in that neighborhood.
Why are the Patriots so good at stopping the run and so bad at getting to the quarterback? And maybe bad's exaggeration. They're mediocre, I guess, at rushing.
So I think a lot of it has to do with Robert Spillane, and that I think he's awesome against the run. You see him fill gaps against the run. It feels like ever since he forced that fumble on Sunday Night Football against Buffalo, he's been a different guy, because he was pretty up and down before that. There were a lot of missed tackles as well. Since then, he's been arguably their best defensive player, and I think him against the run has been huge. I think it's funny.
Williams and Barmore in the middle there. I mean, they've been good.
Yeah, and they've gotten quarterback pressure from Milton Williams. They haven't got any, really, from Christian Barmore, which is kind of bizarre, or very little. And their edge guys, they're good against – they haven't been good. Like, Harold Landry has, what, 5.5 sacks or whatever? But
all in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, like, they haven't been good enough rushing the passer off the edge either. I mean, they haven't gotten smoked off the edge in the run game, so maybe that's what it is. But it's interesting that they've done – and they've also had some of these games where – Tennessee, New Orleans, they've gotten out to leads right away. Their opponents feel like they have to throw more and just haven't run it as much early on. That might be part of it.
Yeah, certainly could be. We have also been hearing a lot of talk today on First Take. I heard them talking about it. I've heard some people discussing it here on the station. I was on top of this like in week six. I was way too early to the party, but I was the first one there.
And
that is
wrong,
the question of who gets more credit for where this team is right now, Drake May or Mike Vrabel?
Oh, I already hate these conversations. This is Brady versus Bill 2.0.
It sure is.
Yeah, get ready for the next 20 years of your career, Arcad.
Listen, I was on it 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, look, it's funny because I think it's May and it's his development. Like, that's the biggest
bold
reason.
Bold to say that my career is going for another 20 years, by the way. That's a big assumption you're making, but I appreciate it.
I'm trying to be polite as I'm on your show. Look, I think but it's a catch-22 because I do think the biggest reason they're better this year is because Drake May has taken a jump forward.
Right.
But I also think the biggest reasons he's taken a jump forward, one of them's Josh McDaniels, the other's Mike Vrabel. And Drake May's own work, he deserves credit for that, his natural talent. But there's three reasons why May is better, and two of them are coaches. Like, and even look, Kayshawn Booty's a lot better. How much of that is a product of Drake May's better? and the offensive line's better.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, Kayshawn
and McDaniel's just scheming up a better offense for the receivers,
and
too.
And I give Kayshawn Booty a ton of credit. He's a guy in the spring that I was like, man, I don't know if he's going to make this team. And now he's one of their better players. So I'm not taking it away from him, but the biggest reason they're better is the quarterback. So, yes, I give Drake May the most credit. But that being said, like, it's not like it's year 10 Drake May. It's year 2 Drake May. Vrabel and McDaniels have a ton to do with that.
Yeah, and I love the culture that Vrabel's created. I think it's a real thing. You know, like, there's a lot of coaches who try and come in and establish a culture, and it either is inauthentic or...
He's a tone setter.
They lose, no one cares, and, you know, the guy's a hard... This happens with a lot of ex-Belichick guys, right? Every time a Belichick assistant goes somewhere, he tries to be like Bill, or they have this big ego, and the team sucks, and they get fired, and everyone celebrates when they get fired. It's like, you know, that happened with, like, three guys in a row there. The only one that hasn't really happened was Billy O'Brien.
And Flores, he got kind of screwed.
Flores did back get
to back.
Screwed.
But I think, interesting, and not to go down the rabbit hole, but the two guys off the Belichick tree that have had the most success, Bill O'Brien and Brian Flores, have acted more like themselves than Belichick in their
coaching
stints.
Great point. You're right
about
that.
Whereas the other guys tried to copycat Bill. Those two, like, Bill O'Brien is his own dude, as we know.
Yeah.
And Brian Flores was his own guy in Miami. A little rough around the edges. Said Tua sucked. By the way, he was right.
Mm-hmm.
But they've acted more like themselves than the other guys, and they had the most success. I don't think that's a coincidence.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I agree with you there. That's legit. The Patriots taking on the Jets tonight at Gillette Stadium, an 8:15 kickoff, as the Patriots look to win their eighth straight game. That's another thing, this win streak. I mean, I love a good win streak. Who doesn't love a good win streak? But as the games keep going and they just keep they keep piling up, do you ever get the sense of like, man, they need to get a loss out of the way here before things get serious? Are you one of those people?
Yeah, you take out the last seven wins, they're 1-2, Arcand.
You know? True.
You know, but look, I...
You know what I mean, though? Like, if they go into the play and they haven't lost the game, isn't that terrifying?
A little. Like, I mentioned the 2010 team earlier, where they win, like, 12 games in a row and then made the playoffs and lost right away. Like,
that... And isn't it great to have these conversations again?
Oh, it's so much better.
So much better. Oh, my God.
Like, honestly, so last year...
The loss that they need to break up the...
Last year in November, KJ and I were doing night shows, and we were talking about the draft. Like, seriously, in November. Yeah. So now we're talking about, hey, can they have their ninth win by tomorrow morning? Like, that's where, like, I predicted 9 wins before the season. They might have 9 wins by midnight. Like, it's pretty crazy. But yeah, look, is it, like, I want them to keep winning, Arcan, but we talked earlier, like, is there going to be a game that Drake may, and he's a young player, as great as he is, MVP candidate, and let's be fair to him. He's a young guy. He's going to have a game where he throws 3 picks.
Right.
Like, there's going to be a game where somebody else makes a big mistake. There's going to be a game where Craig Woodson, who's been pretty good for them at safety, blows the coverage. I'd rather that be in early December against the Giants or against the Ravens, or than have it be in mid-January when you're in the playoffs. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like those guys are, you're relying on a lot of young guys. It's going to happen, and it doesn't mean they suck. It doesn't mean the wheels fall off, but just again, you're relying on a lot of young guys. They're going to have a bad game. Will Campbell's going to have a game where he gets beat 3 times for sacks. I'd much rather that be against Baltimore than have it be, you know, in the playoffs.
Yeah, kind of was against Cleveland, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, that didn't help, yeah.
Didn't help for sure. And, you know, I'd say Drake May, did he lose 2 fumbles or did he recover one of them in the Falcons game? I know he fumbled twice.
He lost one and recovered the other.
Right. And he did have an interception in that game, so I guess it wasn't like 3 picks, but... He's had those kind of
like the Tennessee game last year where he lost a fumble and threw 2 picks, one of them to end it. Like, he had multiple of those last year. He hasn't had any so far. Like, this year, I thought the Raiders game, he was bad. The Pittsburgh game, he wasn't good.
Right.
Other than that, he's been fantastic. I just worry, like, again, it's just a young player. Is he going to have one of those games before the season ends? That's all.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be tonight. I don't think it'll be next week. Just at some point.
It's a fair question.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.